Shortly. There, take my coxcomb. Why, this fellow hath banished two one's daughters, and done the third a blessing against his will. If thou follow him, thou must needs wear my coxcomb. How now, nuncle? Would I had two coxcomb and two daughters?
Why, my boy?
I give them all my living. I'd keep my coxcombs myself. They're mine. Beg another of my daughters.
Take heed, sir. The whip.
Truth is a dog that must to kennel. He must be whipped out when Lady Brack may stand by the fire and stink.
A pestilent gall to thee.
I'll teach thee a speech.
Who?
Mark it, uncle. Have more than thou showest. Speak less than thou knowest. Lend less than thou owest. Ride more than thou goest. Learn more than thou trowest. Sit less than thou throwest. Leave thy drink and thy whore and keep in a door, and thou shall have more than two tens to a score.
This is nothing, fool.
Then 'tis like the breath of an unfeed lawyer. You give me nothing for it. Can you make no use of nothing, uncle?
Why, no, boy. Nothing can be made of nothing.
Prithee, tell him so much the rent of his land comes to, he will not believe a fool.
A bitter fool. Dost know the difference, my boy, between a bitter fool and a sweet fool? No, lad. Teach me.
The Lord that counseled thee to give away thy land, come place him here by me, do thou for him stand. The sweet and bitter fool will presently appear, the one in motley here, the other one out there.
Dost thou call me fool, boy?
All thy other titles thou hast given away, that thou wast born with.
This is not altogether fool, my lord.
No, faiths, lord and great men will not let me. If I had a monopoly on it, they would not have part on it. And ladies, too, they will not let me have all the fool to myself. They'll be snatching. Give me an egg, nuncle, and I'll give thee 2 crowns.
What 2 crowns shall they be?
Why, after I have cut the egg in the middle and ate up the meat, the 2 crowns of the egg. When thou clovest thy crown in the middle and gavest away both parts, thou borest thine ass on thy back or the dirt. Thou hadst little wit in thy bald crown when thou gavest thy golden one away. If I speak like myself in this, let me whip that first finds it so. Fools had ne'er less wit in a year, for wise men are grown foppish. They know not how their wits do wear. Their manners are so apish.
When were you wont to be so full of song, sirrah?
I have used it, nuncle, ever since thou madest thy daughters thy mother. For when thou gavest them the rod and putst down thy own breeches, then they for sudden joy did weep, and I for sorrow sung, that such a king should play bo-peep and go the fools among. Prithee, uncle, keep a schoolmaster that can teach thy fool to lie. I would fain learn to lie.
And your lie will have you whipped.
I marvel what kin thou and thy daughters are. They'll have me whipped for speaking true. Thou wilt have me whipped for lying, and sometimes I am whipped for holding my peace. I had rather be any kind of thing than a fool, and yet I would not be thee, nuncle. Thou hast pared thy wit of both sides and left nothing in the middle. Here comes one of the pairings.
Enter Goneril. How now, daughter? What makes that frontlet on? Methinks you are too much late in the frown.
Thou wast a pretty fellow when thou hadst no need to care for her frown. Now thou art an O without a figure. I am better than thou art now. I am a fool, thou art nothing. Yes, forsooth, I will hold my tongue. So your face bids me, though you say nothing. Mum, mum.